Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at a piece by Brett Allegory Wood titled Australian AI Leaders Can Unlock 3x Digital Revenue by Fixing Tech Debt.
And when I saw that headline, my first instinct was 3x the revenue? That's a big claim. But the research behind it is genuinely hard to dismiss.
It's IDC research commissioned by MongoDB, and it's specific. Australian AI leaders who address their tech debt first can unlock 3x the digital revenue compared to those who don't.
Before we get into the fix, let's make sure people know what tech debt actually means, because I suspect a lot of owners hear that phrase and think it's something for the IT department to worry about.
Which is exactly the wrong framing. Tech debt is the accumulated weight of quick fixes, outdated platforms, poorly integrated software, and legacy systems that never quite got properly sorted because there was always something more urgent.
And every shortcut you took compounds.
Right. And the reason it's so critical right now is that AI doesn't fix bad foundations, it amplifies them. Brett uses a good image. Bolting advanced AI onto a rickety tech stack is like building a skyscraper on quicksand. The instability doesn't go away, it compounds at scale.
Poor data in, poor AI outputs out. Disconnected systems mean the AI is working with incomplete or contradictory information. That's not an AI problem, that's a foundations problem.
Exactly. And then there's the second issue the article names, which I think is even more uncomfortable for most businesses, the AI confidence gap.
Tell me more about that.
Nearly half of Australian SMEs are already using AI. Sounds like progress. But the problem beneath that number is that many of those businesses don't truly understand how their AI tools make decisions. They can't explain the outputs, they can't govern the behavior, and they can't improve performance.
The article calls out 3 compounding risks from that: value extraction failure, governance failure, and strategic paralysis.
Strategic paralysis is the one I think most owners will recognize. You know you need to move forward with AI, but your infrastructure is holding you back. And your team's lack of understanding means you can't capitalize on what you've already invested. You're stuck.
And while you're stuck, the competitors who've sorted this are pulling ahead, and the gap compounds.
So what's the actual fix? And this is where the article earns its keep, because it's not just buy more AI tools. It's a disciplined sequence.
Walk me through it.
Step 1, audit your tech debt. Look at your critical systems. Are they properly integrated? Is the data clean? Would they block an AI deployment? You don't need a consultant to do a rough version of this. You just need to ask the right questions.
Step 2 is building AI literacy across the whole organization. And Brett is clear, this is not just for the tech team. Management, operations, everyone needs a foundational understanding of what AI is, what it can do, and crucially, what it can't.
You don't need data scientists. You need people who can interrogate an AI output and flag when something looks off.
Step 3 is start small and think big. Identify one contained pain point. Define what success looks like before you start, not after. Run it for 30 days, measure it, then decide what to scale.
That point about defining success before you start is worth underlining. A lot of AI pilots fail because nobody agreed upfront on what winning actually looked like.
And step 4 is data quality. AI is only as good as the data it's fed. Poor data has to be fixed at the source. You cannot fix it downstream with better AI.
The article also makes the point that if internal resources are stretched, bringing in external expertise is almost always cheaper than getting it wrong internally.
So for an owner listening to this, where do you actually start? Because this can feel overwhelming.
The article gives a really practical test. Ask your team one question. Can you explain why the AI tool you used this week made its last 3 recommendations? If nobody can answer clearly, you've got a literacy problem that needs to be addressed before your next AI investment.
Simple, but it surfaces the gap fast. And it's a conversation any manager can have with their team this afternoon.
The bigger picture here is that this is a business decision, not a technical one. The IDC research makes it financially explicit. 3x the digital revenue is a strategic outcome. The businesses that treat it that way, fix the foundations, build teams that can genuinely augment their work with AI, those are the ones that pull ahead.
And the ones that don't aren't just missing a growth opportunity, they're making themselves more fragile at exactly the moment that AI-native competitors are building resilience.
My action for this week: pick your 5 most critical systems and do a rough audit. Are they integrated? Is the data clean? Would they block an AI deployment? Even an afternoon on this will show you where your tech debt is concentrated.
Mine is that literacy test. Ask the question. See who in your team can actually explain what the AI is doing and why. The answer tells you what to fix next.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this kind of thinking applied to your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too. Worth doing.
We'll see you next time.